So your freedom is the freedom of Adam. That's no more than the freedom of an animal. Free animal, I can go over there. I can go over there. I can go over there.
I can go there. Beautiful day. I go there. See them. See them. All day long. They don't come to stoop me up, take me to the field with my own anything. I'm free.
And what's up, people? Yes, I am.
You're free, so, yeah, okay. I don't have to go to work, shit. I don't need to go to work. I know how to make it. I don't need a job. Oh, brother, sleep out there and eat. I go to the mall, lay home. And I do my late prayer. I tell them I'm going to do my night prayer too, my family prayer. Then I come up and I say a little later, probably I'm going to do the Shehavah prayer. You don't have to pop anything, but if you don't mind keeping on the record, you can speak as yet. You want to make your own to make those happen? Oh, no, brother, I'll be around. I'll make my test seven. Go on the moving station and take a whole man. And you see it every day, you think you set that stuff down on that. You think you're home, you think you're
father.
After you go in the dream. And when he was under arm, you're like, huh? If the devil had caught him by his job. Talking to local and sticking the kind of grass and whatever people. Oh, he's getting punished. Yeah, he gets jacked up your list. And no enforcement, no law enforcement, nobody to put a leash around his neck, collar on him, a leash, and hold him. Got his neck like a hammer. He's got to walk him around where he has to go. He's got to see, sit down, watch the house while I'm gone. Boop, boop, boop. Don't got to see him like that.
See, oh, I'm free.
Then hang out with other dogs. All day long, bow on.
That's
for
animals.
Yeah.
Your life is your intelligence. Take your intelligence away, you're dead at the end of the
day. The world of science and medicine tells you that.
Forget your mind, your head, and your body is still there alive.
Well, why have you pronounced you dead? Because the brain is gone. There's no responsibility anymore in the brain, so they say the person is perfectly dead. Now, if you want to keep more life, of course, that's the time to do it.
Right?
I don't know. I can't be at peace myself. I can't be satisfied looking at our race. Still trying to. Still blaming somebody else for the
trouble.
Still living in neighborhoods but not responsible for their establishment. Having limited responsibility for the upkeep of their neighborhood and for the progress of their neighborhood. Not bringing in stores to supply the neighborhood with goods, food, etc. Not deciding how beautiful the roads are going to be, how the streets are going to be. Not having any major act of the city and just occupying space. And paying other people. And taking good money. Those who are working. And those who are not working, taking that money. A lot of it.
God bless you. Paying my faith.
Going on today, this is going on in the nation this long time. And all you guys, Muhammad, you can say, stop waiting here, man. Put this money to good use. Don't go make the money and give it right back to the people that paid you.
Now we
is no longer the biggest in art. And the people have become the biggest in art.
And then this gets to government. They're becoming royal judges and senators. They may be fast progress.
Progress is fast.
But look at how we are living. And look at how it is. Look at different. Things you don't hear. I'm your mother. We eat McDonald's. Everything. I'm not in a very team bigger than the enemy. McDonald's bigger than the enemy.
Right.
We give presents to others,
right,
and all have presents to ourselves and our own neighborhood.
Right.
And you don't know how precious this commission is. That has some of us still working to give life to the mentally dead, to give new hope to the mentally dead, to give new vision to the mentally dead, to tell the people who have been cut off from their past life, who don't know how to be an African, or speak that language, or live that life that they once had on their conscience. In their forefathers. They don't know how to do that. They can't go back to their time. That's an impossible thing. But we're telling them, God has awakened us a spirit and a mind to situate ourselves back in the dust. And have our people come to life again.
Yes.
This is absolutely made from the dust.
Wow.
We don't have to go back to the earth to be born again.
Yes.
And move from dust, poverty, yes, of mind, poverty, of heart. But move from dust and dust strength. Isn't that what God did for Adam? Don't try to hack into your mind or time to have those physical human beings on this earth. And God made a man out of the dust of the ground by bringing water to the dust and shaking him and then breathing into that mold or that body shape of the earth, his breath, and animated that and then start walking and talking to human beings. Don't look at that. Look at the dust of an impoverished mind.
Yes.
Look at the dust of an impoverished spirit.
Yes.
An impoverished soul.
Yes.
And look how God can sympathize you,
yes,
with the water of innocence and fuel of human spirit.
Yes.
And you begin to be sad and just feel bad over your condition. So bad that you say, I'm going to make a change.
Yes.
And the water works with the dust.
Right.
And a man is born. It's a new man.
Yeah.
Made from the original substance that makes a human being. And he's born and he has now life and spirit and he can't be smiled anymore. He look at the animals and everything. He said, oh, I am bigger than they are. My creation is bigger than that. My possibility is so much bigger than that.
Yeah.
I can't live like a dog anymore.
Man.
I can't live like an ox or mule or a horse or a donkey anymore. I love them. I want a higher thing than this.
Yeah.
God has given me human spirit and intelligence.
Yeah.
And freedom to use the tool of my intelligence. To plow the
world
and turn it into a garden for myself. Now he has the spirit of industry. And he comes up out of the dust. And he changes the dust. And he builds upon the world and builds the world in it. Now, that's down to four to dominion power. And God is telling us, when man first started out of this earth, they all had to come from the dust. The dust of an impoverished soul, an impoverished intelligence. You're born in with no nothing.
That's right.
But God can bring dust to industry. To evolve dust into industry.
Praise be to Allah.
Now you who are alive, you're not living today. I know there are among us. You who are not living today anymore. And brother, this Quran, most of us owe it to the presence of this Quran and his faith in us. That if we were separated from the things that kept us blind and held us back, we could find our way out on our own. So the great thing he did for us was break our dependence upon Michael. And gave us faith in our own selves that we could work out our own future.
That's the best thing he did for us.
And he said he came on July 4th, 1930. He's getting something for you. He tells you he came on Independence Day. He tells you my purpose is to work with you until I free you to be a dependent on your own.
That's right.
Oh, he plays many tricks on the world.
Yes, he did.
He plays many tricks on the world. He calls us to prove this one. A wise man knows how to talk in the ears of his co-workers, or his workers, and also talk in the ears of the ancient and the ancient that will make trouble from his word.
Hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
A wise man, like Sister Barak, knows how to talk into the ears of his workers from all the labor. And at the same time, the same word talk in the ears of the enemy who will make trouble for his work. So when he says, through this song, he's telling us, you are the fruit of a new Islam. You're going to come into a new Islam, and you will be the fruit of that new Islam. All we ask Muhammad made that clear to us. But he's saying to us, the envy of his work, the jealous elders in the Islamic world, who don't want to see a black and a black people.
You just received a letter from Congressman John McConnell during his office. You have to read. Letter states, "Dear Imam W. Muhammad, it is with great pleasure that I write this letter of support for Savior Day's 2003 tribute to our pioneer contributors. Truly, they have paved the way for us as great leaders, role models, and mentors, and we are proud to follow. They have left a legacy of hope that we must protect and cherish for future generations. I would like to congratulate you for standing strong through the years to better the quality of life for others. It has been my pleasure working with you to ensure that all people may share and realize their fullest possible dreams. In times like these, I would like to pledge my continued support to your organization as we both aim to make a difference at home as well as the global community. Again, I take this opportunity to congratulate you for your program today, Savior Day 2003, tribute to our pioneer contributors, protecting our legacy and improving the quality of life for all. I fully support your program. Sincerely, John Conner Jr., member of the Congress of the United States House of Representatives." Brothers and sisters, we'd like to say thank you to our leading man, W. Muhammad, and the pioneers for this great day that we all have witnessed. It's a great day. At this time, we'd like to take another collection. So if the brothers with the boxes will come up.
Wasn't that proud?
We'd like to acknowledge Father Bruno and the members of the Corps of Honor. Thank you for being with us, our very good friend. Brothers and sisters, before we leave, please make your contribution as well as support the veterans outside, please. Yeah.